This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Some naval exercises just concluded in the Arabian Sea. More from VOA's Laurel Bowman.
Russia, China, and Iran have completed three-way naval exercises in the Arabian Sea that included artillery fire at targets on the sea and in the air. That's what the Russian Defense Ministry said on Saturday. The exercises off the Iranian port of Chabahar took place as Russian President Vladimir Putin prepares to host his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in Moscow for a three-day state visit starting on Monday. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
British Interior Minister Suella Braverman visited Rwanda on Saturday to expand a deal under which the East African country will accept migrants who arrive in Britain without permission if British courts confirm that the proposals are legal.
We've seen today new housing being built, high quality, safe and secure housing in a vibrant community, which will be there to accommodate migrants in the long term.
That's British Interior Minister Suella Braverman. Britain's government wants to send thousands of migrants more than 4,000 miles away, that's 6,400 kilometers, to Rwanda as part of a £120 million deal agreed with Rwanda last year. No deportations have taken place yet. British government data say more than 45,000 migrants crossed the channel last year to enter Britain without permission, most of them young men from Albania, Afghanistan, Iran, and Iraq. At least 13 people were killed in a strong earthquake that shook a coastal region of Ecuador and northern Peru on midday Saturday, causing structural damage to multiple homes, schools, and medical centers. USGS measured it at a magnitude 6.8. From Washington, this is VOA News. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday that a deal allowing the export of Ukrainian grain from Black Sea ports has been renewed, although it's not clear for how long, Reuters' Edward Barrand reports.
A deal allowing the export of Ukrainian grain from Black Sea ports that was due to expire on Saturday has been renewed. It follows days of talks brokered by Turkey to extend the agreement. Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan announced the renewal on Saturday, but he did not disclose how long the extension period was for. Moscow said it would not object to the deal being extended by 60 days, while a Ukrainian official said the parties agreed to 120 days. The pact was brokered with Russia and Ukraine by the United Nations and Turkey in July. It was designed to combat a global food crisis that was fueled in part by Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February last year.
Reuters' Edward Barrand reporting, members of Congress are still grappling with the potential legislative response to the abrupt failure of two U.S. banks. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Lawmakers are questioning what went wrong that led to Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank to collapse.
Nerves are certainly frayed at this moment.
Senator Ron Wyden chairing a hearing Thursday on Capitol Hill, scheduled to talk about the debt ceiling, but it included the bank meltdowns. Virginia Senator Mark Warner.
Where was the bank management? Where were the regulators? Both state and federal.
President Biden has called on Congress to strengthen the rules for banks imposed after the 2008 meltdown, some of which were lifted during the Trump administration. But Republicans in Congress say laws are already in place, but regulators didn't do their job. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Iran's official news agency reported Saturday that an Iranian court has handed out death sentences to two men over an attack on a Shiite shrine in Iran that killed 15 people in October and was claimed by the militant group Islamic State. A judicial official said the two men had been found guilty of charges including spreading corruption on Earth and acting against national security. The official IRNA news agency added that the sentences can be appealed. Burundi has declared a national public health emergency after polio was detected in a four-year-old and two other children who had been in contact with that child. The polio outbreak is Burundi's first in more than 30 years. The African country is preparing a vaccination campaign targeting eligible children from newborns to seven-year-olds. It will be ready to start in a few weeks. And thousands of Israelis took to the streets of Tel Aviv on Saturday for the 11th week of protest against plans by the hard-right government to curb the Supreme Court's powers. Critics see that as a threat to judicial independence. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.